TechCrunch is a great place to go. I am now there. It's one of my bookmark spots for a lot of tech news. It's great stuff. Sean O'Kane joins us now about a story about some investigation that the feds are doing into hands-free driving. And this has been something that has stifled a lot of different companies over the years as they try and figure it out. Sean, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is Ford. Which sort of technology are we talking about? Because I know there's different language and different levels of driver assistance that are out there. So what sort of program is this with Ford that the feds want to know a little bit more about?
Yeah, absolutely. A few years ago, Ford introduced this system called Blue Cruise, which is similar to other kind of driver assistance systems that other automakers have in some regards. It will keep you in the center of a lane. It will adjust its speed dynamically based on vehicles in front of you. The big difference with Blue Cruise, though, is that it goes a step beyond in allowing you to take your hands off the wheel when it's active. Now, there's a bunch of caveats associated with that. That is only available to customers who have this product in certain cars. So the Ford Mustang Mach-E, the F-150 and F-150 Lightning, and a few of the SUVs. It's also only available on highways that Ford has sort of previously mapped using their own sort of testing vehicles. And crucially, it will only stay active if your eyes are paying attention to the road. There's actually a little infrared camera just in the middle sort of the steering column that sort of keeps its focus on the driver's eyes to make sure that they're not, you know, checking their phone or looking out to the side. So you have to be paying attention to what's in front of you, but you can take your hands off the wheel, de-stress a little bit. You have to be ready to take over if you leave that highway that's been mapped, or if you're about to get into a situation where the car can't handle what's in front of it.
So you can't go to sleep. You can't look at your phone, essentially, and just be twiddling away there. You still got to be paying attention, but you can relax a little bit in that you just don't have your hands there on the wheel. Okay, there's some benefit there. As with all technology, though, the devil's in the details and also in the darndest things that happen. And in Ford's case, it was 2024, right? A couple accidents that I don't know, was it caused by this technology, but at least they want to know more about, you know, the fact that it was active during it, right?
Yeah, so this all started early last year in February in Texas. There was a crash in the middle of the night where somebody was using Blue Cruise. We still don't really know whether they were paying enough attention or not, but what happened was they came across a vehicle on the highway in front of them that had stopped, and for whatever reason, the Ford system, you know, the driver assistance system hadn't picked that up. This person didn't sort of take over control and try to move the car out of the way or anything, and so they hit that car and somebody died. And then a few months later, a very similar thing happened in Philadelphia, where a person driving another Mustang Mach-E crashed into another car that sort of ricocheted off another car, and there were multiple fatalities in that. And so the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened what they sort of call like a preliminary investigation last year after that second crash, you know, kind of pumping the brakes a little bit, saying, hey, we need to learn more about this system that you guys have been rolling out. It seems like you have a lot of interesting safeguards and stuff like that, but clearly there's potentially an issue here. And in particular, I think the thing that's most concerning to people who watch this stuff closely is that you would assume that a car that has all these sensors on it that make this technology possible would be able to pick up something as simple as a pretty massive object in front of it, approaching pretty quickly. But increasingly, we're seeing that that's actually been a big problem with these systems. Tesla has sort of the most famous version of these kind of advanced driver assistance systems. And for years, Tesla has struggled with this same exact problem, in particular, emergency vehicles, because they tend to be the ones that are most often stopped in the middle of a lane or the side of a lane in a vulnerable position. And for whatever reason, these systems are just very bad at recognizing that something approaching at that speed, but that doesn't have its own movement, laterally or, you know, in relation to the vehicle that we're talking about, and just doesn't have the ability to lock onto to that and brake quickly or help avoid that in some way. And so that's what the safety agency did last year. And then in January, they upgraded it to kind of a more advanced version, a more intense investigation. They have a couple different levels of investigations that they do. And so that just means that they were taking a little bit more seriously and maybe pushing a little bit closer to an eventual recall of this system as a whole. Today we really got to look at, a very detailed list of questions that the agency has sent forward, that will basically make Ford and many of its engineers have to sit down, probably for many hours and go through with a fine-tooth comb and hand over a lot of documents to the safety regulators to help validate this technology.
Yeah, I just, in the crash in February, it was in the center lane and there were no lights on the car that was hit. And it was at night. And so, one could maybe argue that a human that was just driving the car normally might have entered the same fate. I think that what's really hard about this entire discussion is that, of course, humans are flawed too. But I feel like in order for this technology to ever get accepted, you almost have to be flawless. Like we do not give the robots the benefit of the doubt that we give the humans, right? It may save lives if we all move to driverless cars, but even one death caused by a robot for some reason is in our brains. And I get it. It's not acceptable. Whereas human-caused accidents, somehow we can justify. Do you kind of see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that really gets to one of two, I think, very challenging questions that have not been answered yet in the sort of initial rollout of a lot of this technology, and I don't think we'll get answered anytime soon, which is one is exactly what you're getting at. There is a higher, and I think fairly should be a higher bar for these developed systems, especially because these automakers are in some ways sort of testing them out on public roads. Like this is not something that Ford spent 10 years testing in, mock simulations on like racetracks or something like that.
Right. They're out there.
Their own validation and testing, but really they're testing these on public roads. And so I think there should be a higher bar, even if you're right, eventually, will we ever get to a point where we can be okay as a society with the system failing, even if it's way less than a human? The other big thing is, what Ford's going after here, and a lot of other automakers are going after with these kind of advanced driver assistance systems that progressively let you hand over more of the driving to the system, is that there's been a lot of study put into how dangerous that can be, that the more sort of relaxed you get because the system is taking over some of the driving, the chance that you're actually going to get into some sort of accident could increase because you're less ready to take over.
I see. And if you needed to
safeguard in being, making sure that you're watching the road. A lot of other systems don't have that.
So right.
There's something there that helps make the case for what they're building.
For sure.
But there's a lot of questions, and these are the kind of things that I think, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is really going to dig into as it pours over these documents that Ford has to get to them by August 6th.
There have been
a lot of other major crashes involving this system since then. So that's one thing going in
Ford's
favor.
That's good. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Sean. We're out of time before the news. I'm glad we dove into it. Let's do it again, okay?
Thank you.
Sean O'Kane from TechCrunch.